Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for the Italian premiere of Le Mans 66, Ford versus Ferrari. I'm in company of the director, James Mangold.
So as I was saying before starting an interview, what struck me is that you're always focusing on human being and the struggles we have to face. And in this case, the first struggle that hit me was that we're always trying to test our limits, but how difficult it is to trying to reach our goals, the things we're passionate with, and balance them with
against,
all the other.
Yeah, what we owe our other our loved ones, our lives, our responsibilities, yeah. Well, that's what's so interesting, and I think, you know, I'm always trying to find, no matter what topic, whether I'm making a movie about a guy with claws in his hands, or I'm making a movie about race car drivers, or a small town restaurant, or a mental institution, it's always for me about, I want the audience to see themselves in the characters. I want the audience to not see the world as exotic, but to see the world as almost their own. To understand what is universal about it. And that's what drives me, I think, sometimes to do so many different kinds of films, is that the challenge is to bring that exotic space into the normal space, or into the something the audience can understand or connect with.
I was, as you said during the press conference, you want people to ask questions, wonder things, and one of the other things I was wondering while watching this film is that do you think that how much of a person's ability to promote themselves, I mean, in terms of, I don't know, like being able to compromise counts in success beyond talents, I mean?
Well, I think it's important in success to be flexible.
Yeah.
Compromise always sounds like you are losing something.
Mm-hmm.
Flexible doesn't sound like you are losing something. Meaning, in my job, I feel like every day I have an idea of what I want, and then I get to the set, and what is happening is different than what I wanted. Some might say, well, if I don't force these actors and this camera to do what I envision, then I am compromising. I don't think so. I think that if I have to adjust to what nature gives me. I think it's what separates all, you know, when I teach filmmaking, and young filmmakers will they will make storyboards, and they will make a list, and they will be ready, and then they suddenly cannot get what they designed, and they fall apart. Or they spend the whole day getting the first three shots, and then have no more time, so they're running to get the rest. And it's like the whole act of making a movie is a kind of negotiation between what is possible and what you dreamed. That because I am making, I have to make it happen in front of a lens with real flesh and blood people. And that cannot, just like all of our lives, we cannot make everyone do exactly what we saw. But for me, the real answer to your question is that I try to never compromise the film. But I try as a creative person to always remain flexible to something that might be better. And that sometimes even the studio, even the money people, even anything might lead me to a better choice. I'll give you an example. One of my favorite scenes in this movie is when the team leaves to go to Le Mans without Christian Bale's character, and he stays home. And he listens to the scene on a radio. And I did that scene that way because we were over budget, and I had to find a way to get the money of the movie less. And originally, the writers had written that we follow Matt's character to Le Mans, and we watch them race in Le Mans, and then we come back. And I said, what if we don't go to Le Mans? What if we stay there with Christian in an empty garage with a radio, and we listen to the race on the radio? Now, someone might go, oh, you compromised your vision. But I actually think it's more cinematic. We save Le Mans for the end of the film, and you get this very powerful scene of Christian Bale's character who's been left out of the thing he most dreams of. And so very often in movies, there are these trade-offs you make, but you are always trying to see, is there something better, you know?
I like that. I think the film highlights also the importance of teamwork.
Of course.
You can have talent and be passionate about things, but... if you're in a team.
Yeah,
that
well,
works.
Well, this idea of a singular vision or being inflexible also makes it very hard to work with others, because so that it is the key. I would say I try to never look at something as though I compromised my film as much as I've adjusted my goals. You know, I try to always be looking for a way, just like Ken Miles has to in a car. You are dealing with the track. It's raining now. So, I didn't imagine it would rain. Well, tough shit. You have to win. So what are you going to do now that it's raining? And sometimes I'll be directing a scene and it's raining. Well, I didn't imagine the scene raining. Well, I can't go home. I can't just send everyone home because I imagined a sunny day. So I have to figure out how to work with what I'm given.
We've been talking to James Mangold, director of Le Mans 66, for the Italian premiere in Rome of the film. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.